a Fed statement has come out. Is there any changes in what's agriculture think of it all? Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Arlen Suderman joins us with StoneX, and it is a Wednesday, which means that's usually when we're going to hear something from the Feds, and you just got the latest Fed statement. What are you seeing as you kind of peruse those headlines right now?
Well, no change in the interest rate, the benchmark interest rate. The market didn't expect it. I think we went into today with 2% odds that the market was trading and we'd see a rate change today. But there was something very notable and important, and the market seems to be reacting somewhat to, is there were two dissenting votes. Now you say, well, why is that news? Because the members of the Federal Open Market Committee, which is the committee within the Fed that sets policy, they like to give a unified presence, come across with a unified voice. And Jerome Powell has been particularly good at getting, even when there's disagreement, the votes on the policy would come out with everybody 100% on the same page, unanimous as far as voting. But we had two dissenters this time, and we have not had two dissenters since December of 32 years ago, 1993, I guess that would be. And so that's pretty significant that two of the members would want to publicly disagree with Jerome Powell. Now, of course, Jerome Powell has been under considerable criticism by President Trump for not lowering interest rates prior to now. And one of the two dissenters has been named as a likely candidate to be Powell's replacement. That raises some interesting dynamics then. That this individual, which is Waller, on the board, if Waller were to be named as his replacement, then other members of the board would have to decide who do we want our loyalty to be to. Is it remain with Powell, who's a short-timer, or do we put it with Waller, who's going to be a long-timer? And Trump can actually get the Fed to move in the direction he wants by naming him early and having this dynamic set up on the board. Will he do it? I don't know. Another way he's getting it done is by he and Treasury Secretary Bessent, as debt certificates that the government holds are maturing, they're rolling them into really short-term rates, which are lower rates, but that increases the demand for those Treasury certificates. And when you increase the demand relative to supply, the yields go down. And so that's helping him get lower rates for our nation's debt anyway. Servicing our national debt right now is costing over $1 trillion per year, and Trump would like to see that reduced to help balance the budget. So that's one of the reasons that low interest rates are so important to him, in addition to trying to stimulate the economy. The general expectation is still that we will see lower rates starting in September. We'll have two job reports between now and then and two inflation reports between now and then. And we should have a pretty good handle on just what impact the tariffs are having on inflation by then. And I expect that the Fed will make a harder decision then.
We also have a deadline, Arlen, that is looming. August 1 here, coming up a day after tomorrow. How do you see that kind of weighing in on what we see for this grain complex going forward?
Well, the markets so far are taking it in stride because we have had a number of decisions, trade agreements, trade deals that have been inked over the last week. And I think the markets are expecting more to come, perhaps over the next 24 hours, perhaps within the next 48 hours, but expect more to come. Those that don't could have some real significance. There's some very notable countries in there. Now, China doesn't have a trade deal yet. August 12th is the deadline for it versus August 1 for everybody else. But yet it looks like that August 12th deadline may be extended, although China is still not buying anything to speak of. Canada and Mexico, we still don't have a trade agreement with them. And that totally surprised. That's one area where I've been wrong. I expected a deal with Mexico last February or March, and we didn't get one. We still don't have one. And with Canada, President Trump said today it's looking highly likely that we're just going to go with the higher tariffs with Canada. And Brazil, that's an interesting one, not necessarily for the grain and oil seeds so much as for the meat sector. President Trump signed executive order today to go ahead and raise the tariff on Brazil to 50%. And that can have a significant impact on beef imports. They're our number one import supply of beef at a time when supplies are tight in the United States. So certainly something the market's paying attention to there.
Livestock side, this cattle market continues to pump higher, doing so again today.
You know, the latest data that came out here this week shows that beef consumption by volume in the month of June was up 4% year on year. That matches the same trend we saw in May as well. We're setting record high prices for cattle at all classes, and yet we're seeing consumption of beef go up. Americans' diet has lots of protein in it, and they're going with the highest priced protein. So that continues to be there. But I think the focus of the market is on the supply, and particularly in light of the lack of cattle coming north across the Mexican border because the border is closed, and that's tightening up supplies. And now you throw the Brazil 50% tariff on it. I think that's the whole focus right now.
And the hog numbers, as we look at this and wrap it up, kind of following along what's happening in the cattle today.
Yeah, and here again, we're kind of getting to that time of year when pork supplies tend to peak or pork prices tend to peak. But the slaughter numbers just haven't been, once again, what we would anticipate based on the last quarterly hogs and pigs report. So the supply's not there, and that's helping to keep the market propped up there as well, along with the tight beef supplies expected to support pork consumption. And so the whole protein complex kind of getting underlying support today.
All right. Arlen Suderman joining us today. As always, a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investments. And that's the Wednesday version of the Market Wrap-Up on the American Ag Network.